This next one's a wee bit closer to Peter Reid. And it's about how the breakwaters in the bay, it's a story of that, how they were built. The harbour of refuge and the breakwaters, how it was built. And you can't tell that story without telling the same story of the prisoners in the jail, the part they played in building that particular quite large item. Now remember, there's some photographs of me and my dad. So, right, this is called Refuge. Granite Erin's out for the land, hugging back the sea, offering sailors refuge is the convict's legacy. On the Admiralty, the sailing a new harbour must be built. They looked for East Coast places that they thought would fit the bill. Up and down the coastline, the sheep will stay the queen. But I mean, there must do to my own, I had Peter Reid. The bay was finding water for the biggest boats to sail, and the breakwaters would shelter in the North Sea's cursed gales. What a new heart the granite all they'd ever need, and the cheapest labour in the still and held to start to see 2 or 3 miles at sand. Granite blocks came down the line to the big quarry was. Sentence he had labour, steeds coloured with a bleed. For the convicts built the breakwaters in the bay at Peter Reid. Granite dams in fade the land, hunting back the sea. Sailors refuge is the convict's legacy. Well, the toughest jailer through to meet convicts or feet, and the hardest men in Northern land were sent to Peter Reid. But just this curse could be the guards with the guns and sticks they'd see. That every prisoner rude standing full of ghosts, for prisoners each were seen. Granite blocks and convicts pierce and mentors white and green. But up the mighty breakwaters in the bay at Peter Reid. Granite Erin's out for the land, hunting back the sea. Offering sailors refuge is the convict's legacy. Granite Erin's out